faith and belief only comes from taking action without knowing what is going to happen. It only comes from taking action when you are in fear. It only comes from taking action when you're scared shitless. That is the only time that you build up your confidence muscle and your faith muscle. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And oh man, I literally, before I turned record on, I like propped my microphone up. I'm sitting up straight because I feel like I'm about to preach. So get ready. You guys, I have had, you know, if you haven't been listening, I just had such an expectation hangover on how this year started. And my journey in this life is what I now have chosen to see as I am supposed to take every lesson that I have learned and find, or every problem that I encounter, every obstacle, every single thing that is a block, that is a challenge, maybe things that I feel like were not working in my favor, maybe things I felt like I did not receive or get growing up. And I know that I am supposed to find those lessons and share them. So I got to tell you, you know, being sick for the first 3 weeks of the year and that just dragged and dragged on, it clearly didn't start how I wanted it to start. By the way, today was my first lifting workout in 1 month. And if you know me, that is like such a disciplined routine that I've had for years and years and years. So super awesome today, 30 minutes in the gym. And I was being sarcastic, 30 minutes in the gym today, kind of more dancing to music than lifting, and lifting half the weight that I lifted. And you know, here's the thing that I just want to say to all of you is that it's like, have so much grace on yourself, because even when I was in there this morning, I know that when you're getting back to it, or when you're just starting out, like, it's good just to log some time in the room, like in the gym, in the thing that you're doing. So even though I kind of did half or less of what I normally do, I also know that in the beginning, you can't overdo it either. Like, how many times have you went from like 0 to 60 in the gym? You haven't been there in forever and you decide to have this workout of your life only to wake up the next day and find that you injured yourself, or you're so sore that your mind now can't go even like fathom going back to the gym, let alone thinking that every single workout needs to be that way. Like, it's just not going to happen. You're going to have these ups and downs and these peaks and valleys. And that is life. And that is entrepreneurship. And that is relationships. And that is friendship. And it's like, what are you actually committed to? And today, I just want to talk about vision, because what that did, what 3 weeks of just like nothing did was, you know, I could look back and be like, I feel so behind. But what it did for me is it gave me time to think. It made me sit so still, because whenever I would try to get up and go do something, I was dizzy. I didn't feel well. My body aches, all of the things. So what did it do? Like I told you, my job, and this is just what I'm choosing. You can choose what your purpose is as well. My purpose on this planet is to figure out what that lesson is and share it with you. So in the middle of this, you know, about 10 days ago, my friend Lindsay Schwartz sends me this sermon, and it's a podcast. It's from something called Transformation Church. And I don't normally, like normally I listen to just like regular podcasts, but I don't typically listen to sermons very often. And once in a while, I'll hear one that I'm just like, oh, that one really, really hit home for me. And she sent me one. It's the first one of the of 2021 from this church called Transformation Church. If you guys are like, okay, I need to listen to that after this. And no matter what you believe, I feel like you can kind of like incorporate this into your beliefs. And the whole thing, the whole podcast was about vision. And, you know, I just thought about all the times in my life when I have things that have been successful have been things that I have received in this quote unquote vision, meaning that maybe I'm on a run and all of a sudden I just get an idea or a glimpse, right? I know that you guys can like get what I'm saying. Some of you are auditory, some of you are visual, some of you are, maybe you just think it and you hear the thought in your head of what that thing is. For me, it's kind of all at once. It's a bit of a visual, like an actual visual that I get of the thing. It's the thought, and it's mostly a feeling for me. And that feeling, if I were to explain it, could encompass everything in the vision. Like I could start saying what I think that this vision includes. So looking back, everything that I've done has come in either like a meditation, on a run, on a walk. And it's been in these times where I've given myself some space and some time to think. And the importance of that, right? And I just got 3 weeks of that where I got to gain a lot more vision. And what I really want to share with you is what this vision actually is and what it means. Because I know that you're getting them in your life and you're not quite grasping how important the value of these visions are, because we're given these visions, right? Let's just think about the last one that you got that you're like, whoa, that's really big. It's almost embarrassing to share because who am I to think that I can do this thing? Who am I to think that I saw myself in this girl who's crushing it, right? Who am I to think that I could be that person on stage that I got this crazy feeling when I was listening to them that this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing? And who are you not? They received that vision the exact form that you received it. The only difference is that they had the faith. You are just missing the faith and the belief. And faith and belief only comes from taking action without knowing what is going to happen. It only comes from taking action when you are in fear. It only comes from taking action when you're scared shitless. That is the only time that you build up your confidence muscle and your faith muscle. And a lot of you are like, well, I'm just not going to do that. I'm too scared. Well, that is the difference between living this life full out or living a life and understanding what this life is actually about, and then living that halfway life where you're never, ever, 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 ever fulfilled long-term. And it's just this choice every single day to show up scared. And a couple of the quotes that he said in this podcast is, there is no lack of vision, only lack of vessels to carry it through. And I just picture this because I believe in God. Whether you believe God, universe, energy, I just need you to insert what you need to insert here to get this point because it's going to change your life. There are ideas out there. There are theories out there. Like even Plato had a theory on ideas that all of these ideas are just up in this cloud kind of at the same time. And you'll see kind of these, you know, throughout history, like, you know, 10 years ago, there was all these kind of ideas that all kind of wanted to land. And now there's these new ideas that are all swirling out there. And you're kind of seeing all these fresh new ideas, whether it's products or things or books that are all kind of along the same line. And that was the theory. It was kind of that all these ideas are up in this cloud waiting to land, like waiting for somebody down here to accept them. So everybody can have access to them. You just need to know how you access your visions. You need to know how you access your ideas. Is that walking? Is that joining masterminds? Is that running? Is that giving yourself time to think? Is that meditation? What is that? Is it journaling? Is it listening to a great song in your car and just giving yourself space to think and drive? And here is the difference though, is that I know that you have gotten these visions and you haven't grabbed them. And guess what? Someone else does. So it would have been yours, but now it's someone else's. And it doesn't mean if someone else has it that it can't be yours too. That's not what that means. I actually believe many people are getting the same ideas for many different reasons. It's because you're not going to understand it from Bob down the road who owns a car dealership, right? But he is going to speak to all of those people who understand the line of work that he's in. You're going to speak to exactly the people that you who understand you. So we all need to be getting these same ideas and getting them out into the world in our own way. Let's go back to there's no lack of vision. There's only lack of vessels who are willing to carry it through. Vision. Real vision will make you build a business without the skills. A real vision will make you build a business without the skills, right? And what all you're missing is faith in knowing that that vision, if it was given to you, and you promise to do all the work to learn everything and find the people and find the network and find the money, even if you have none of those things right now, will end up showing up. If you do not quit on that vision, it will end up showing up for you. That is the only difference between anything that has happened for me in my life and not happened. You guys, I got the vision for this company, Light Pink. It's an alcohol company. I have never been in the alcohol industry. I have never had a CPG product, a consumer packaged goods product. I've never done this. I've never raised money. I don't have a ton of people in my life who are like, hey, let me give you money. I'm the savvy female investor. They weren't out there. But I was given this vision in bits and bits and bits, and it kept showing up, and it's still showing up. I don't have the full vision. And that's the other thing, is you'll never get the full vision. You're just going to get tiny puzzle pieces of it, and you have to have faith and you have to trust that the rest is coming. If you think you're unique and that you don't get to, you know, get these grand visions, or you think you're unique in your problems, or you think you're unique in your lack of skills, your excuse is not unique. And guess what? You get access to all of the same things that I do. Maybe I've been doing it a lot longer than you, but I started out in the same place that you are. I just was so fed up with my bullshit and the life that I was living, because it was a less than halfway life and I was sabotaging myself, and the people I was hanging around were not great people, and I was drinking and binge eating and ruining relationships, that I just couldn't stand myself anymore. I couldn't take one more Monday where I hated looking in the mirror, where I was so disappointed because I knew I had so much to offer, even though I didn't know what the hell that was, because I seemed to just be like a giant bull in a china shop wherever I went in my life. And I was in debt. I felt like I was just destroying myself slowly. I couldn't have felt more cut off from God, from the universe, from friends, from family. You guys, you can do this. Sometimes some of you just need to get good and fed up with your bullshit. And hopefully you're there. Hopefully your back is up against the wall so that you have no other choice. Because it appears that when we get good and comfortable, we stay good and comfortable, and we don't ever, ever reach our greatness. So you guys, you got to do what you got to do, especially if you're in that comfy zone. You've got to find people that are going to pull you into your greatness. Maybe you got to pay them. Maybe you have to do what I did and start telling everybody that you were going to do this thing, to the point where you're like, shit, now I have to do this thing. Maybe you have to do what I did, where you had to get people involved and raise money and take on their money, so that all of a sudden now I'm responsible for their money and I can't quit. Like, I had to give myself these massive things that I was now responsible for so that I wouldn't quit on myself, because my life was just comfortable, right? I had got to this great place in my life where I liked my life. It was good, except I wasn't stepping into that next level of greatness. And that's what life is. It's always showing up and finding that next level. So are you going to be one of God's vessels, one of the universe's vessels that says, yes, I see that you want this vision to happen and you're gifting it with me. I will be the person who will help pull this through. I understand that that I have a special gift that you are offering me right now, and I can take it, and the journey will not be easy. But I also know that if I have faith and I do everything, even though I'm scared, even though I'm having, oh my God, a panic attack in public, even though I look like a fool in front of these people, even though I'm going to fall on my face on that stage, or I'm afraid that I am, even if I do something massively horrible in public and people judge me, you're telling me that I can keep going. You're telling me that you're going to give me the tools and the people that I need in order to follow this through. Yes. Yes. You are not unique. You're going to get the tools if you keep showing up. You're going to get the people if you keep showing up. You're not going to not get the stuff. That's a man-made, human, made-up fear. It's not going to happen. If you really trust and have faith, you got to activate it. You got to show it. You got to use it. And, you know, we can say so many things about, oh, I have faith. This is what I believe. I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in God. Well, you don't actually believe if you're not willing to put it into action. And that's the truth. And that is a tough thing for me to remember, and also the most powerful thing that I can remember. I don't actually believe in miracles, and I don't actually believe and have faith that God always has my back if I don't let him have my back, right? Who are we to challenge the thing that we believe? Like, hey, I believe this. I think you only go up to 60% of this. So everything after this, I'm just going to stay in my comfort zone, and I'm not going to trust that if people start to bully me online that you're going to give me the strength to get through this. Sorry. So I'm going to hide. I'm going to hide my head out of fear, out of what other people are going to think of me. And I'm so afraid of what my mom and dad think, except you guys are here to break family patterns. Like, your entire lineage has been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you, except you're so afraid of opinions of other people that you're going to allow it to take this one life, this maybe this only chance on this planet. We have no idea. And you're just going to give it away to those people who in turn are so scared shitless of their own life that they have to take away your power so that they don't ever have to do anything scary, because then they won't see anyone doing anything scary around them. Real vision is what happens when your eyes are closed, right? That's a quote from the podcast. Real vision is what happens when your eyes are closed. It's not what you're seeing in front of you. That's not reality. Real vision is what you are choosing to see and what you're choosing to believe and what you're choosing to have faith in that could happen. Be one of the vessels who will follow through. Be one of the people who is making your creator, whatever you believe, proud. Be one of those people who's willing to take this life and use it for what it was given. It is not going to be easy. It's going to be the hardest thing that you've ever done in your entire life, but it will not be harder than that depression and anxiety and fear that you are allowing yourself to sit in by not becoming the you that you were sent here to be. So, like I said, I was sitting upright. I had to adjust my microphone because I knew that something was coming. So you guys, I'm sending so much love to you. I hope that this lit a fire under your butt so that you can just become the person that you are here to be. Oh my God, that person is so incredibly amazing, so beautiful, is going to impact so many people's lives. And you are going to fall in love with that person and be so damn proud of yourself that it is worth any moment of hardship. It's worth any tears. It's worth any wall. You will have those moments where you can't see how you're gonna solve this problem or get out of it. And you have to keep asking, put questions out on social media, email people, ask every single person in your contact list if they know the answer to the question that you're asking. Be willing to look so stupid and ask stupid questions and let that be okay, because it is what is gonna make the difference between you becoming the human being that you are here to be and feeling all of the joy and seeing all of the impact that you are here to make. Be the vessel that is willing to carry out the vision, because they are lacking right now and people are trying to hold good people down. You have so much purpose. You need to keep showing up. Do not hide. I promise you will be taken care of. You will be so taken care of and so blessed. And you just need to pray and keep believing what you believe and keep doing that thing that makes you feel connected to God, to the universe, to energy, whatever it is. Keep doing that thing and keep believing that you are supported and that even if there's problems or failures, they are for you. That is my belief through and through. If I run into a problem, if I run into something that I've been dreading, if my worst nightmare comes true, it must be for me. And I got to figure that out. My job is then to get to the bottom of why it's for me. And you'll find it. You will find it. What you seek, you shall find. And then Rumi says, what you seek is seeking you. So just like the vision, right? Vision is what makes you build a business without the skills, without any freaking clue what is going on. It makes you build that idea, that dream, that you're building it for other people. You're about to include so many other people on that vision, and they are waiting for you too, because they have a vision of helping someone with exactly what your idea is. So get it out there. Do not take that away from us, the planet, all of the things, because you just might be one of the people that I get to work with too, who blesses my life. So you guys, I'm wishing you so much love and let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this. I love to always hear from you on social media. And I just am so grateful. I'm like beyond grateful for you guys. Something crazy. I'm actually starting another podcast with some other women, where we're going to do some roundtables on, you know, talking about business and life and making it approachable. So stay tuned for that. Super exciting. You're going to know some of the women already. And I will keep you posted. So let me know your thoughts on Instagram. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.